We're going to check in with the RIB Technology for Life team now. And Madeline Mann joins us. Hello.
Hello.
And we're looking at the journey of reading when you're blind and partially sighted today, because things have moved on so much, haven't they?
Oh, quite a lot, I would say, yeah. Just about 10 years ago, we got these messages where everyone told us, as if we didn't know, only 5% of books printed ever would be available for blind and partially sighted people. I found that very sad. I love reading. I think it's a great way of just escaping the reality of life every now and again. And I found that quite sad. And nowadays, it's not anymore quite so sad, because a lot more books printed are now available for us to read on all sorts of devices. So I thought I'd take you a bit through a journey, what used to be there and what is there now. So just thinking back a couple of years, we were happy enough when we got our Braille books through the door and our cassette tapes, or possibly then Daisy Book CDs. And that still works for a lot of people, and it's the most comfortable way by all means. But technology has moved on quite a lot since then, and we can now read books on our Braille displays, a little portable Braille displays, or connected to mobile phones, smartphones, and we can use apps such as iBooks or Kindle, or we can use the Kindle as its own device to read books, or the Kindle plug-in via your computer, whatever you would like. And we can also buy portable Daisy Talking Book players and take the players with us wherever we read. And it's quite incredible, because on one SD card, they're quite tiny. They're those tiny cards people use for their cameras or what have you. You can save, if you have a 32 GB, for example, sized card, you can save hundreds of books. And it's so amazing to go around and say, actually, you've got the library at your fingertips.
Yeah, there's so many varieties of ways, as you say, of listening to books. But I think for some folk, some of you out there are probably thinking to yourself, but it just modern technology seems very technical. But it's not necessarily too technical, is it, once you know what you're doing?
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be technical at all. Just take the quite new product we have released in March, RNIB in your pocket. That's not technical, really, because all you do is you speak to the device. Now, you have to know what you're saying, but once you know what you're saying, RNIB in your pocket reads you a newspaper article or an RNIB talking book within a second or two. So it's quite amazing these days, and it doesn't have to be technical at all. And if it becomes technical by any means, and you feel a little bit like, don't really know how to do this, then we are always there to help you, and you could just give us a call and we can advise you about the most easy way, or the easiest way, to access your technology to have a comfortable reading experience.
So what do you use, Madeline? Do you use your mobile phone then?
Yeah, I use a mixture of things. I use my iPhone with various apps I've just mentioned. I use the Audible app for Audible books. I use the Overdrive app for RNIB talking books, and I use iBooks and Kindle.
And do you find it really quite easy to keep on top of that then?
whenever I read, yes, it's quite okay, yeah. And I also use one of those RNIB talking book players I bought years and years ago, just because sometimes I like to not use actually my phone. So, yeah, here you go. You've got it all. That's what I use.
Well, if you have any questions about how to listen to books and access this kind of material, then, as Madeline says, a member of RNIB's Technology for Life team is only too happy to chat to you or email you. How do we get in touch, Madeline?
Just call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask for the Technology for Life team, or send us an email at TFL, Technology for Life, at rnib.org.uk. So that's TFL at rnib.org.uk.
And are you going to go and read a book just now?
Yes. No, not now, but later. Thank you.
Nice to chat with you. Speak to you again soon, Madeline.
Bye.